This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, hour number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And did you know that President Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner guy,
2009 Nobel Peace Prize winner,
has presided over more weapon sales in the United States than any other president since World War II. Am I reading that headline correctly?
I think you are. This story comes to us from Motherboard, and it begins. President Barack Obama, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, will leave office in a few weeks with the dubious honor of having sold more weapons than any other American president since World War II. And experts say President-elect Donald Trump will most likely sell even more. Most of the arms deals, totaling over $200 billion in the period from 2008 to 2015.
And I believe the numbers that I saw recently were about $40 billion of those were last year alone?
Could be. Maybe that'll be touched on in the article. I don't remember that detail, but most of the arms were sold between 2008 and 2015 have ended up in the Middle East, according to a Congressional Research Service report published in December. The report, produced by the nonpartisan government agency attached to the Library of Congress, breaks down the weapons sold, which include surface-to-air missiles, tanks, and supersonic combat aircraft. Focusing on arms deals to developing nations, the extensive report found that Saudi Arabia was the top arms importer, with deals worth around $94 billion from 2008 to 2015. Under Obama, the overall sales pending delivery of equipment and specialized training for troops to Saudi Arabia alone has ballooned to $115 billion.
That's billion with a B. And I did pull up the report, and they say the value of all arm transfer agreements with developing nations,
right,
in 2015 was $65.2 billion. The value of arm deliveries to those nations was $33.6 billion.
Yeah.
In 2015 alone. There's definitely more to this, but let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
The situation in Chicago, I like to address this right away, because this is, the better legacy of El Negro Animal, and El Negro Animal is directly responsible for what went down over this black mob sitting upon, this able.
Hold on. How is Barack Obama responsible for what happened in Chicago?
He is setting the example by being a wild animal, a racist, a satanic kind of individual possessed with some kind
of Ralph, satanic, you're a racist. You're probably responsible as well. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, where I do agree with...
oh, my God.
Where I do agree with Ralph in this example that President Obama has a legacy, I think, of race baiting and playing the race card, and that divides us.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, that's the way of the world, and if you're the global elite, and I think Obama represents the elitist. So, Ralph, I'm kind of with you on that.
I still, to say that Barack Obama is personally responsible for what happened is just ignorant.
Not personally responsible. I will not lay personal responsibility, but certainly a contributing factor.
You weren't, but Ralph seemed to be.
I understand
that.
I
mean, he had to blame, a lot of it, too, on, the media and, the way it's reported, Every time anything happens that involves a white person, a black person, they're throwing those adjectives in there deliberately to incite that mentality that, oh, it was because of race.
Yeah,
you know?
And you do expect some sensationalization from the press. We get that. But I think over the last 8 years in the Obama administration, we have seen
But what if he's like just like suckered into it, too, you know?
Like he's getting his. Well, there's some truth to that because a lot of times, you know, whenever any scandal would pop up, he'd go, I don't know, I didn't know anything about it until I saw it on TV with the rest of you. Like Benghazi, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of members of Congress and stuff like that that, you know, read the same news that, you know, they don't have any control over, but they're constantly susceptible, or it's put in front of them enough times when you read it, it's like reshaping the way that you think of these issues.
Well, I do think presidents who have a bully pulpit and what they say and what they do have greater actions than the average person. Not to say greater than the media, but they can drive the story that the media will follow.
Yeah.
And I don't want to insinuate that Barack Obama was the only one to do that. We've had lots of presidents that have manipulated and played the media to their advantage, and they played
gun
race.
Control.
Sure.
They use the media to their advantage and to push agendas all the time.
Absolutely.
So let's get back into the article here from Motherboard.
You betcha. Saudi Arabia is spearheading a coalition of Arab nations in a bombing campaign, closing in on 2 years against the insurgent Houthi militias in Yemen, who took over the capital, Sana'a, in September 2014. The United States has sent special operations forces to assist the Arab coalition in a grinding war that has seen over 10,000 killed, 2.2 million people displaced, and nearly 500,000 children on the brink of famine from the ensuing crisis.
Now, what they don't mention here, and I'm a little disappointed in Vice for failing to mention this, Yemen is a country that imports 90% of all of its food.
Right.
And the Saudi coalition has a blockade on Yemeni ports. So the reason that there are, quote, nearly 500,000 children on the brink of famine is because of the Saudi military putting a blockade and preventing food from being imported into the country.
Yeah. Here's where it gets it is sad. And it gets, you know, again, I've spent most of my life as a neocon. I've always loved my country. I've usually hated my government. But we are such an exporter of death, and this is not what I think our founders had in mind when they laid out a plan for us to try to follow, that the United States should be the one who decides what types of government exist around the world, and we should form them and manipulate them through sweet arms deals. We are an exporter of death, and it just troubles me that so many people see that as, if you question that, you're just not patriotic. You know, you just don't like your country. You hate America.
Well, it's kind of crazy to think that, like, that was me not a whole heck of a long time ago, you know, where I had that same mentality. Like, if somebody were to say anything negative about the military, I mean, my father was in the military for 30 years. My brother went to Iraq, went to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Uncle was in the Navy, grandfather in the Army. So I was one of those that was like, oh, you can't, you know, like, if you say anything bad about the country, then, you know, go move somewhere else.
But the funny thing is, most of the people that will say, you know, like, oh, if you don't like America, then leave, will also simultaneously say, I don't know why all of these people are leaving Syria. They should stay and try to change it.
Yeah, fix it.
So what is it? Do you want people that don't like their government to leave, or do you want them to stay and try to fix it?
Yeah, and this, I think, is what brought me around to libertarian thought, is the idea that, we shouldn't have wars. I mean, this is a bad thing, and our country is culpable when we sell $200 billion. So, and here's another conundrum. I'm also very much a free market guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to buy your weapon somewhere. But when we do these deals, it's not just because we're the lowest bidder, because frequently we aren't. It's because we're doing a sweetheart deal because we want to manipulate that. It becomes, arms sales become part of our foreign policy.
There are strings that are attached. And that the strings are something that sadly are not necessarily investigated by the Congressional Research Service. But there's more to this. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more from the story from Motherboard about the vast weapon sales under the Obama presidency. And we'll get back to the phones. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about MyPillow. And you can actually have MyPillow, not my personal pillow, but a MyPillow. That's the name brand. And you can get one risk-free for 60 days. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for several months. Close to a year now, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. Chris, you've had one for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And this thing's not like a regular pillow. You can actually take your MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and actually reuse it. It doesn't turn into just like a lump of unusable mush. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. The pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Going to the phones, we've got Neil calling in from Arizona. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir, and I hope you actually let me finish with my thoughts. I'm calling in about the last call that you took before my call. I listened to a spot that just ran out here on KTOX. It says, call in where you control the airways and we'll talk about whatever you want.
And yep, and let me just say something, Neil. The people that call in every night of the week, they get put on a lot shorter rope.
Well, yeah, because that last guy, I mean, I didn't even know what the heck he was really wanting to talk about because he hung up on him before. I mean, I don't agree or disagree with what he was talking about, but I didn't get a chance to know what he wanted to talk about.
Right.
Well, the same thing that he talks about every time that he calls, which is Obama's an animal and he throws around some racist terms and is just overall a mean, nasty person. If you really want to know what Ralph is attempting to talk about, you can go listen to any of the archives. They're all free at listen.freetalklive.com.
So you're familiar with him, huh?
He calls in almost every night of the week, so he's on a lot shorter of a leash.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I understand.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
No,
cutting off somebody.
Yeah. But I can understand your frustration as a listener because yeah. Ralph is intriguing, if nothing else, when he comes on, and he is he's one of a kind. But yeah, he's seen as he can be very racist. I guess that's what I would say.
Okay, well. I'm sorry because I just got just a little bit bent and I'm like, why are they doing that? But I didn't realize.
No worries.
Anything else on your mind, Neil?
No, that'll
do. What's on your mind, Neil?
I'm trying to stay warm here in Arizona. It's cold out here.
How cold is it there in Arizona?
Well, tonight is supposed to get down below freezing where I live at.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Relatively speaking, that's chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got up into the low 40s yesterday, which was kind of like a heat wave.
I stepped outside a few minutes ago. It was balmy 22, which for this time of year is kind of one of those nights where you go, it's not so bad.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to wind up being in Phoenix in a couple of weeks, so hopefully I don't bring the cold, frigid temperatures with me.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry for calling in and sound like an ass because I didn't realize he called every night knowing he and
no worries.
You.
That's fine. Thanks for the call, Neil.
Bye, Neil.
Let's get back into the story here from Motherboard.
You bet. Earlier this month, the United States decided to halt future sales of precision-guided munitions, which is supposed to hit specific targets and minimize collateral damage to the Gulf Kingdom, citing civilian deaths in Yemen.
Now, these things will minimize collateral damage unless you do double tap, which is
right.
What the U.S. military and the Saudi military like to do, to where you drop a missile or a bomb on a specific target, and then when rescue workers go to start digging through the rubble to see who or what got blown up, you then shoot another missile onto that same specific target.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call that tactic only used by the Saudis or the U.S. That's a tactic that Al-Qaeda was very successful at using, and ISIS uses too. And every other good or bad guy, depending on your point of view, in every war. The experts are skeptical that this will deter Saudi Arabia from continuing to fuel its region's proxy wars. Quote, frankly, it was a really minor and temporary punishment. I don't view it as a major consequence, and it's more symbolic than anything, said Cole Bockenfeld, deputy director of policy at Project on Middle East Democracy. He pointed to the U.S. partially suspending military aid to Egypt after the military overthrew the unpopular government in July 2013 as another example of the lack of political will of the Obama administration to rock relations with its allies. The congressional report, quote, conventional arms transfers to developing nations 2008 to 2015, unquote, notes that Egypt was the biggest recipient of arms deliveries last year, worth $5.3 billion.
Egypt has always been, like, pretty hefty welfare recipient from the U.S.
Yeah, they've been a good customer, and that they were a strong ally because they border Israel, back during the days of Sadat and brokering the peace accords and things like that. The U.S. has really, really, really wanted to control the Middle East and the Middle Eastern oil for decades, and this goes back to the petrodollar and us going off of the gold standard. This goes back to Nixon, and it even predates that, so it's unsurprising that we do that. It's also unsurprising that Obama would not have that he did continue basically the policies that had preceded him, and that is continue to fund and fuel these proxy wars because, hey.
Egypt, it was the Muslim Brotherhood, wasn't it?
Yeah, and over here it's United Technologies and Boeing and all the companies that do very, very well with war. Although the highest lucrative global market for arms dipped to around $80 billion in 2015 compared to $89 billion in 2014, the U.S. still ranked first in weapon sales with $40 billion in inked deals. Quote, what's changed during the Obama administration is that increasing arms sales have become a standardized component of diplomacy at all levels of government, not just in the Defense Department, unquote. Bockenfeld told Motherboard, for U.S. diplomats to become the salesman, that has been a new element which really increased exports.
And there's more to this, as well as we might get into what Donald Trump wants to do with Toyota. Here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to save 5, 10, 15% or more on things that you were going to buy online anyway? What if I told you that you could do that on pretty much everything that you buy from Amazon? You might not believe me, right? Well, you can when you go to saveatpurse.com. Now, some people would say the catch is you have to use Bitcoin. But I look at it as I get to use my Bitcoin to buy real-world products. Again, go to saveatpurse.com. Couple different ways you can do this. You can either do what they call Purse Instant, and instantly save 5%, and then you don't have to wait a couple of hours for somebody to wind up purchasing your items, because what you do is, normally, you'll put items in your Amazon wish list, import the wish list to your Purse account, again, that you go to saveatpurse.com to create, and then you select what discount you want. You put the Bitcoin into your account. Somebody says, I'm willing to pay that markup. And they pay full price. You get items at a discount. When the items arrive, you go back to saveatpurse.com and click, I've received my items. And then the Bitcoin go from escrow to the purchaser. Again, saveatpurse.com. I consistently, when I want to, consistently save 15% or more. And, you know, I've done a couple of things where I have done the purse instant because I just don't want to wait that extra day or half a day. But again, saveatpurse.com. Back to the article from Motherboard about the Obama administration having sold more weapons than any other president since World War II.
Well, we do have some competition, Daryl.
And he is the Nobel Peace Prize winner. Absolutely. Let's not forget.
And my favorite bumper sticker that you can actually go to libertystickers.com and get says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
There you go. Russia remains the United States' closest competitor with around 20% share in the market. Its most important client is India, which was the second largest importer behind Saudi Arabia at $34 billion over a period of 7 years, as well as Latin American countries such as Venezuela. I hope they're getting payment in advance from Venezuela.
They are probably getting payment in U.S. dollars from Venezuela. And when you say here, and this is kind of misleading when they say Russia remains the closest competitor, when I pull up the report here from the Congressional Research Service, they actually on page 34, if you want to play along at home, you can see the deals broken down 2008 to 2011, 2012 to 2015, and then the total from 2008 to 2015. United States is number one with agreements totaling $194 billion. Russia number two, totaling $81 billion. So yes, they're number two. Way, way behind.
And that's kind of how it is in all of arms. When we talk about, you know, the U.S. has the largest Navy. We have the most aircraft carriers and carrier battle groups and things like that. Well, yeah, second to our 10 battle carrier groups, I think, is China with one.
Right. I believe if you add up the total number of aircraft carriers of all the other navies in the world, you might have the same number that the U.S. has.
Yeah. But I think that the point of this article certainly is that we are in the war business. And that's it. Under Putin, Russia has ramped up its military footprint in the Middle East by supporting Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria, driving the Qatari and Saudi-backed rebels out of Aleppo earlier this month with multiple civilian casualties. It has been accused of using incendiary weapons such
as the... Wait, what's Aleppo?
Oh, boy. That was just never, it's never going to leave Gary Johnson, is it? He's going to go to his grave with that
one. Yeah, and it's so stupid because he knew what Aleppo was. So.
I know. And you're going to defend Gary Johnson.
I am, because I think it's so disgusting the way they structured that interview. And it's like, that's political tactics, okay? Politics are dirty. And as somebody who ran for office, like I know firsthand, I had interviews with people that would turn around. Ironically, it was a paper that ended up endorsing my opponent.
Right.
But they put in an article after they interviewed me things that I'd never said or they twisted my words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's the type of stuff that they pulled with Gary Johnson. Where
you
it's like they
surprised by this.
No, I'm just saying that there's generally people out there that think he doesn't know what Aleppo is. And, you know, my favorite argument to that was, first of all, like when Assad ran for president, did the Syrian people ask him what he was going to do about Chicago?
Right.
And I mean, it's that simple. So
yeah, it was an ambush question, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to expect if you're going to go into politics. Yeah. It is a dirty, dirty, dirty business.
And if you read headlines and that's all you read, then you shouldn't be listening.
Yeah, it's nuts. And referring to Russia, it has been accused of using incendiary weapons such as the TOS-1A and BTAV 500 that burn their victims and have flattened whole areas of eastern Aleppo. As the proxy wars between Saudi Arabia and Iran involving Syria and Yemen continue to devastate the region, there's hardly any sign of demilitarization. Qatar alone signed deals for more than $17 billion last year and has vowed to continue supporting the battered rebels, even if President-elect Donald Trump pulls back military support for them. Trump recently lambasted defense firm Lockheed Martin for their $400 billion F-35 fighter jet program, with the Pentagon as, quote, out of control spending on Twitter, but Bockenfeld sees no major change in policy from the outgoing Obama administration. Quote, I do expect U.S. arms exports to increase under Trump, he said. I do not see the use of arms sales leverage is very likely in the next administration.
Now, so. I just ran some of the numbers here, and the United States had more arms deals from 2008 to 2015 than the next five countries combined.
Yeah.
So more than Russia, France, China, Germany, and Canada combined. They combined for $191.5 billion. The U.S. had over $194 billion.
Yeah, and I suspect if one were to dig into the lobbying efforts by U.S. corporations, one might see some correlation between money spent on congressional and senatorial campaigns by your big defense firms.
Are you saying, like, looking at who we sold these weapons to and then them...
I'm just saying that again, Lockheed Martin, United Technologies, Boeing, the biggest defense contractors, spend billions and billions of dollars here in the United States to make sure elections go to those candidates that
they
who
do
will support.
Mm-hmm. You know, they definitely spend money on lobbying and other sorts
of things.
Because
then you get big tax dollar checks written to countries that turn around and use those to purchase weapons that they end up using, you know, to...
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of times politicians will vote on stuff because they know it will wind up getting them reelected. I'm going to support building this new base in my congressional district because people will like that. I'm going to support, you know, voting on this sort of thing to allow Boeing to open one of their manufacturing plants in my district because it's going to create jobs. And with the jobs come votes because everybody's going to remember that I voted for it.
And I don't know. I try this. I try this at least in conversations with people I know. But how do you convince the people of a nation that the business of their nation is really death? This is our foreign policy. This is these sweetheart deals. This is what most of our congressional votes around pork spending are about.
That's a very good question. We'll try to answer it here in the closing moments coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex.
Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Closing moments. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. Before we get to the phones, I want to remind you that if you're going to do some online shopping to start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links from there to Amazon, to Newegg, several other places. And you know, you're not going to wind up spending any more money than you were. The only difference is you wind up going through Free Talk Live's affiliate link, and we wind up getting a little bit of what you send to Amazon or Newegg or wherever you wind up going from shop.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we go to the phones where David is calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, howdy. Yeah, whoever was making the final comments before you broke for the ads, I think was right on the right track. Military spending has always been seen as enormously stupid. I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam War's end, and there was a speech, and I'm trying to think if it was by Daniel Ellsberg or another economist, but he was claiming the war did not end because of protest. It ended because all of the natural resources of America, like the copper in Montana and the iron ore, Mesabi Iron Range up in Minnesota, was all pretty much played out by the military spending. They had made bombs and copper, you know, parts and whatnot, and it blown them up in the fields of Vietnam, and all of that natural resources, all the raw materials were being sent to the military first, and you couldn't even make basic parts anymore without paying crazy prices. So when you start looking at hyperinflation, if you looked at a crazy guy like Trump, every time he does something stupid, fewer people are going to want to invest in America. And if we haven't been buying natural resources in America anymore because we played them out 50 years ago, we're having to get those natural resources from elsewhere in the world. And if we ruin our reputation with a crazy bigot, then all of a sudden they won't want to sell us anything.
Well, I think it's interesting because It's sort of like peak oil. You know, we have hit that point where we've run out of natural resources. Well, we run out of it when we've exceeded a point in time's current technology level to extract it economically. So I suspect that a lot of those things that we may have, quote, played out in the 70s, we probably still have access to, or we're finding new ways to extract them. I don't disagree with you that it
was... Race to the bottom is slaves. I mean, that's the only way they've got as fallback to get extracted. And that's the horror of the... You know, I'm a big Ralph Nader supporter, and he's talked about the race to the bottom for years. And he's known this, that the natural resources were played out 50 years ago. They had to come up with globalization as a technique to make us look like we're nice people so that we would get a good deal on the price of copper and steel and everything else. But the more it turns out we're not nice people, the more likely it is that we're going to be played as, you know, the little guy is going to end up as a slave to anybody that backs up this military spending.
Well, on being against military spending, I'm right there with you. I think it's foolish and a waste of resources that could be better spent in a whole lot of different ways.
Yeah, not just the military spending, but sending our troops and stuff over there. That's like human capital. Yep. You know, those are people that could be here working jobs, increasing America's production.
Yep.
You know, I called an Alabama station the other day, and this is right after Sessions was being put up, you know, for his position. And if you look at Sessions' record, the Alabama National Guard has been sent so many times. I'm not sure if they're up to 10 times. You know, they got sent into Afghanistan right after 9/11, and they've never come home. You know, they keep going up, re-up them. They can't get out of the National Guard.
Right.
And Senator Sessions was the one that took them off the one-year plan that they had to get new, fresh faces in the National Guard. So he's the guy that set up his own state's National Guard into slavery. They think they're patriots, but they're being slave, you know, guarding the opium crop in Afghanistan.
And he's also one of the people that argued favorably for expanding the FISA court authorization to allow special secret warrants. And I believe the exact quote was, some people in this chamber love the Constitution more than they love privacy. Or something.
I forget about that much.
Like there was some kind of thing to where, you know, like it didn't make, or no, security, not privacy.
Right.
But, you know, like he was saying, basically, if you support this, then you're a bad American because you're actually trying to follow this thing that we swore an oath to uphold.
And as we take a couple jabs at Sessions and a couple jabs at Trump, I think it's fair to say that we just spent the last 45 minutes talking about a Democratic president who spent a lot of his time as with a Democratic Congress. So he had the hat trick there. So it's bipartisan. It's fools to the left of me, clowns to the right, and here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Yep. David, thanks for the call. Let's go to Patrick calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just, listening, you know, you were talking about arms, you know, selling guns and stuff. The one issue that I found the most is ammo. There's such a demand on it, and it's all going out of the country, as you're saying. And what's happening is, like, you go to a gun shop and you're just going to get some reloads or whatever. It's really getting hard to even get those things, because exactly what you're saying is that they're spending it, they're sending them out.
Well, I won't say all of it's going out of the country. I can speak for my little gun case.
Well,
maybe a little bit that's staying here.
The officers that I know, retired officers, ex-correctional officers and everything, are actually relying on each other to make their own ammo now, because the only thing that we've been able to really get is black powder. Now, if you go through California, there's just no way to get the kind of, you know, law enforcement ammo.
You need to come to New Hampshire.
I can say on a couple different levels. I can say at the level of the police, and I'm a Don't tell anybody, but I am an elected official up here, and I do have a police force that sort of reports to me. our guys are not having any problem purchasing ammunition. That's readily available up here, and at least in New Hampshire, the civilian market hasn't been affected by shortages. Some things go up and down in price depending on supply and demand, but.
Actually, I have a family member that works for Ruger.
I know some people.
Up here, everybody does.
I know, right?
Some people do like to make their own shotgun shells or buckshot because they can, you know, do so cheaper because, you know.
It's like rolling your own cigarette.
Yeah, and you get more control over the end product. You buy the different parts separately, and yeah, if you roll your own cigarettes, you wind up saving a bunch of money. Although there have been legislators that want to increase the taxes on the rolled tobacco so that it winds up costing the same as if you buy a pre-made pack of cigarettes.
Of course they do.
And apparently there's some kind of machine that stores can purchase to where you put in, like you dump in your 10-pound bag of tobacco, and you put in, here's your 1,000
I lived in Pennsylvania.
Things, and the machine will wind up packing everything for you.
When I lived in Pennsylvania.
Want to wind up taxing the use of those machines.
There was a store that opened up in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, bought two of those machines, and they cost $40,000 a piece. So people could come in, buy tubes, buy tobacco, throw it in, and it took less than 2 months before they had legislation passed to outlaw them. It was crazy.
Wow.
But again, ammo, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, okay, the big thing, say, 5 years ago were the 50 caliber, the 50 caliber five bullet revolvers, you know. And then we're trying to get loads for them because we go out to the target practice. And, you know, it's not something I'm going to carry around with me, you know. I mean, it's really sort of impractical. But, you know, you try to get the slugs and everything. You have to actually shop around out here to be able to get the, you know, the proper grains and everything else and the proper type of black powder you're supposed to use in it.
You gotta admit that's kind of a rare caliber. I mean, not everybody's carrying a 50, right?
Patrick, thanks for the call. We're out of time for tonight. We're live every night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern and always online at freetalklive.com. It's been Daryl, Heather, and Chris.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.